Walk around the Tenderloin, and you'll see rows of people who look homeless, sitting by backpacks and belongings. On other corners, people use drugs openly. Police cars and ambulances drive by. The small neighborhood also has a lot of residential hotels and affordable apartment buildings.
Hola, Margarita.
Affordability is a big reason Margarita Mena and her three grandchildren live here.
Many families like ours, we haven't been able to buy a home, and that's why we're here. Not because we like the area.
No, porque nos gusta el área. No.
Mena says this is not a good place for kids.
Porque ellos empiezan a ver.
Because children see people shooting up,
la gente se está drogando,
people lying on the street, and syringes thrown on the ground.
Como hay jeringas tiradas en la calle.
More than 2,000 children live in the Tenderloin. So Mena and other moms decided to do something to make streets safer for kids walking to and from school. For about 10 years, Mena has been part of a team of volunteers called Safe Passage. They clear a path for hundreds of kids walking through this neighborhood.
Brother man, we got kids coming through the store. That ain't cool.
Give me just a minute, man.
No, man, you got to do it across the street.
Michael Cameron pleads with two men by a corner store to move. They get up and cross the street.
Well, guys were sitting there snorting coke and smoking dope and didn't want to move. You know, they want to give you like, hey, man, give me time, and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we got these babies come by.
Other residents fan out to nearby corners, wearing green neon vests and holding walkie-talkies.
In the middle of the sidewalk, we're going to clean it up.
They sweep up messy streets and hold stop signs as waves of kids cross. For a couple of hours every school day, these volunteers transform the sidewalks into a different environment, more kid-friendly. Outsiders tend to see just the trash on the streets, people acting out, or the drugs. But Kate Robinson says she's grown to love the Tenderloin. She means it.
It has amazed me just how much community is here and how amazing the people who live here are.
Robinson has stood at the same corner for years and directs Safe Passage. She says people here watch out for each other, like the time she saw a child falling out of a fourth floor window.
A group of drug dealers caught her and saved her life. And nobody would know that story. Nobody, you know, we were standing there and we saw this happen.
Throughout its history, the Tenderloin has welcomed working people and immigrant families. It's also been an area for vice, says Katie Conry with the nonprofit Tenderloin Museum.
So that looked really different in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It was more glitzy. The primary underground economy was primarily gambling, but it still is a vice area in a lot of ways.
Conry says the Tenderloin is often a misunderstood or ignored neighborhood. Big issues gripping the state collide here. Extreme economic inequality, the housing crisis. About half of the city's homeless population and services for them are in this area.
You know, it's this place that's really empathetic and supportive that didn't cause any of these issues to happen.
As San Francisco and the state wrestle with those huge problems, Margarita Mena says she'll continue volunteering for Safe Passage.
It's something that makes you feel good because you're doing something good for children and for your community.
She says it's what she can do to make things better. In San Francisco, I'm Farida Javala Romero.